This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's touch on the Astros real quick. Not a lot to talk about with last night. They lose 5-2 to the Athletics. Look, I'm looking at the box score right now. Partially, Seth, I'm looking at the box score because I fell asleep in the fifth inning of this game, and then Amy woke me up in the ninth inning of this game, and the Astros scored their two runs in the seventh. So I open up the box score. I'm like, well, I at least need to see how they scored their two runs. And when you look at a box score and both runs were driven in by somebody who didn't get a hit last night, like, oh, okay, well, they just drove these runs in by, they happen to have some guys on base and they grounded out, or it was a sac fly or something like that. This is what more of the games we thought might look like when they're missing half of their everyday lineup and you're bringing up Jason Alexander to start a game from Sugar Land. That's what it's supposed to look like.
If you did strictly box score analysis, you'd say, well, I mean, if you had a lineup full of Taylor Trammell's, then you might have won this game. You know, three of the six hits in this game came from Trammell, and one of the hits came from Bryce Matthews, who was one for three. So you got a rookie and you got Taylor Trammell that were producing for you, but largely beyond that, there was nothing. I am in that mode right now. The Astros built their lead in the division up to where it is. Yes, the Mariners won last night. Did they not?
Yeah, it's a five-game lead. Yep.
But you gotta playing down to the competition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't exist right this moment.
No.
You gotta be a 500 baseball team until you get some combination of guys returning from the IL and perhaps a trade at the deadline. But it is what it is, Sean. I'll go into coach speak mode.
Hey, real quick, before we get to Titus Howard, if you could pick one guy to make healthy right now and bring back right now that's injured, I think there's three names that would fit that are on the IL right now. You could pick one to bring back this very minute to start tonight against the A's. Peña, Yordan, and Paredes are the three names that pop amongst.
Yeah, others. I'm never comfortable getting too confident or cocky about, hey, look, you know, actually Brandon Walter is going to be a Cy Young candidate pretty soon.
Okay. So yours might have Javier or Eric Getty in that conversation.
Yeah. But I also, you got to remember too that I build Eric Getty up in my mind to a point that it isn't realistic either. That we still really don't know what Eric Getty's going to be as a full-time, year-after-year pitcher. And then Javier likewise. So the three guys you mentioned, the actual position players, and with Yordan, it really is also that, yeah, I'd love to have him back, which means that his hand is 100% completely healed, and you're not going to see that version of him that we saw when he was quote unquote healthy, or at least playing earlier this year.
I don't think he can make that assumption either. Even once he comes back with this thing, he's even said, Seth, that he might not be 100% when he comes back. It sounds crazy to say this, and if this question had been posed back in April, like, hey, in July, these guys are going to be on the IL. Which one? would you, if you could pick one to come back right now, who would it be? Before the season, it would have been Yordan, no question, because we didn't know this version of Peña existed.
Yeah.
I think right now it's Peña, because I think the injury that he has is going to be one that once, that you know, we're magically healing the injury as well. I don't think that's an injury that's going to hinder him or we got to worry about a rib for the rest of the year. Whereas with Yordan, I think this hand thing could be something that lingers for the rest of this contract that he's on. Who the hell knows? This has been going on multiple years now with him.
Yeah, and with Peña, I think it's fair to say, hey, because of every reason you just mentioned, that it's a rib, it's not anything that's, you know, connective tissue or anything like that, we I don't know. It's also the Astros. It could turn out that he had a spleen removed. We don't, and I don't know how that affects baseball players. So, yeah. But in, as long as there's no the permanent internal organ damage or removal,
right.
I feel like he might actually come back, I don't want to say better, because he was one of the best players in the league. But some of the things that he worked on in the offseason that very clearly paid dividends during the year, he can kind of just mentally and in the batting cage physically refine those things, the improvements that really mattered in the offseason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you take it. The guy, he was a top three player in the league in terms of wins above replacement when he left.
Yeah.
So that that right now is 100% the guy that you need back the most.
And that's the guy I think you're going to get back. And he's been the catalyst when he's been there in that leadoff spot. I go Peña, Yordan, Paredes would be my power ranking there. All right, let's get to Titus Howard. You and I texted yesterday. I thought the same thing watching Titus's press conference yesterday, and that's what I was looking for, is like, okay, does this feel like a different Titus Howard? Does this feel like a Titus Howard who's not the guy attached at Laremy Tunsil's hip anymore, getting chippy on social media and getting chippy with people thinking that this offensive line actually is that good?
And then at times feeling like you're more concerned with fashion week than football. That can a guy kind of emerge as a leader now that he doesn't have guys above him that are the actual head honchos, and
yes,
can he become a different version of himself? And like, so far this entire offseason, it's felt like that's what's happened.
Yeah. Here was Titus Howard yesterday. He met with the media yesterday. This was a good press conference. We've got the highlights for you here. What's changed culturally from last year in the offensive line room?
I think attitude. Everybody, you know, is a competitive group, so you know, everybody got to go out there and earn the right to play for the Texans. So everybody out on the group has a positive attitude. They're showing up to work every day and just putting in the work and keeping the head down so we can become the best group it is.
It's so funny because there seemed to be some kind of campaign to defend the culture of the offensive line room last year.
Yeah.
You'd see all these people saying like, oh, these reports of toxicity are out of line. Oh, I don't understand it. And then meanwhile, every time D'Amico gets up to the podium and is asked about the offensive line, he talks about how much better the attitude is and that there needed to be a culture change. And then even Titus Howard will get up and say, yeah, the attitude's a lot better this year. Toxic is such a loaded phrase that I think some people say, no, it wasn't toxic. Nobody was having an affair with anybody's wife or anything. I don't know what you're talking about. There were no blow-ups. But then there's dysfunction, or there's being a non-ideal situation, and that's what it felt like. That offensive line for a few years now has been, for lack of a better word, they've played soft, and there wasn't an element of physicality to the game. We saw some glimmers of it at the end of last season and in the postseason, where they did show a physical element to their game that surprised me. I was happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Titus, I think, was a guy that could have gone either way in terms of just how is he going to finish out his career and what kind of a football player do you want to be? I think what I hope is, I think he's really realized, wow, at guard, I can kind of be a pipe swinging badass. You know, I've got the size and the athleticism by guard standards, he's a really impressive athlete.
Yeah.
By offensive tackle standards, he's like, all right, okay. But at guard, he could potentially do some really special things.
Well, I think too, Titus, you know, Titus got his contract a couple years ago, making $18 million a year. He got paid as an above average tackle. If he looks at the landscape and says, hey, look, if I can be what you just described, Seth, at guard, I'm not saying he's Trey Smith. I'm not saying he's going to be Trey Smith, but Trey Smith just got $23 million a year to play guard. The guard market is pretty damn good, too, if you're an above-average guard. And Titus will be approaching 30 at that point. So that might be a better spot for him. Hey, Ben, let's skip down because I want to make sure we get to these in this segment because a lot of talk about the new scheme this year with Nick Caley, Cole Popovich, the coach in that room right now. I want to make sure we get to both of these. This was Titus Howard on the new scheme and the new mindset this year for the offensive line.
The scheme is a lot more simple. I was in this scheme a little bit when I first came into the league. But it's really just, I think the biggest thing with Nick and Cole is the mindset. Like, you know, our mindset last year wasn't like it is this year. Like, our mindset now is we got to get downhill. We got to get on guys early and move them. And that's something where we struggle with on the offensive line of the pass is getting the run game going. Because you get the run game going, the pass game going to get going. You know, so we got to be able to establish that run early. And they just been attacking the details of the run game of getting double teams a lot. We're going to be doing a lot of double teams. So we're just working on those fundamentals every day and trying to get better.
I think that clip right there, I think for people who are skeptical of having the assistant offensive line coach become the offensive line coach and they ask, like, well, okay, why would you do that? The guy was in the room last year and you had all these issues. I can't stress it enough. An assistant offensive line coach has very little power or control over the way things are going to operate in a room. And if the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach aren't wired the same way you are, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
So I 100% am cool with it. I've seen situations. I was in situations in the NFL where I think the assistant offensive line coach was smarter and better than the offensive line coach,
mm-hmm.
but he couldn't do anything about it, you know, and eventually both those guys that I'm thinking of, I don't want to throw the actual O-line coaches under the bus, those guys would go on to have good careers as offensive line coaches later on.
Yep.
So I'm very open to it. A lot of it with Nick Caley and his influence on it, he feels more blue-collar. In a very, very good way. That he is all about old school physical football and the dividends that can pay in the passing game. I know people get tired of, or people like try to, they love to act like they're intellectuals by saying, oh, establish the run is just old stupid caveman thinking. And it's because they don't understand the actual way football works on the ground level and how it affects linebackers, how it affects safeties when you have a really good rushing attack. Yeah, it does. Establishing a run does help out the passing game. And you're an idiot if you think it doesn't.
Yeah.
You can point to all the stats and you're interpreting them wrong. Like, it just flat out matters when you do it the right way, because it's intertwined. It absolutely screws up linebackers. It screws up safeties. It screws up the pass rush if you do it right. And I think that's how these guys are wired to coach the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The 11-on-11 sessions that they've done 5 total over 2 days. They've been heavier skewed toward run for sure in terms of what they're running out there in 11-on-11 offensively.
Yeah.
I can tell you, too, that each day they have what's called a group install period. It's 10 minutes, and they're just walking through things. By my count, maybe I missed it, it's a 10-minute session each day. They're able to get in probably a dozen to 15 plays that they're just walking through. one pass each day. Like, everything they're doing in the install is all run game right now.
You know what it is, Sean, too? I think this is where people make the mistake sometimes. It's that you don't – from team to team, yes, there are teams where they don't have to establish the run because that's just not the way their scheme is styled. But if you are a scheme that is dependent on play action and everything else, or especially if you want to close games out in the fourth quarter – if that's your preferred methodology, it's very, very effective. So Bobby Slowick had a preferred methodology where they should have been establishing the run, but he had no idea how to actually execute it or get it done.
Yep.
So this is, again, you're going to a new offensive coordinator who's got some of the same mindset of Bobby Slowick. It's going to do it in different ways. But crucially, if you're going to run that type of offense, then you damn well better establish the run.
All right, last one here for this segment. We'll do headlines in the next segment, but we've talked a lot about the coaching of the offensive line in this segment. Cole Popovich, at least in terms of the Q&A after practice, there have been more Cole Popovich questions in the first 2 days of training camp than there were Chris Strauser questions in 2 years of training camp, understandably so, given the performance of the offensive line last year. Here's Titus Howard on his new O-line coach.
I say the number one thing is it's just more demanding. I say we let some stuff get by last year that wasn't good enough, but one thing about Cole, he's demanding, and he's going to treat everybody and coach everybody the same way. And I think that's one of the biggest things in having a great offensive line coach. And I just know that his mentality rubs off on us every day because he's not going to settle for less.
Seth, you know that I love to play the let's construe this answer how I want to construe it game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a professional at that.
Yes.
That's one that makes it kind of easy. Clearly Chris Strauser feels like a substitute teacher or something last year.
He's making a direct comparison.
Absolutely.
To what it was like last year. And look, this is, you think about it. It's funny because, you know, football coaches will look at players and basically usually feel like, all right, if the guy has 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and he's not even sure if he wants to play anymore, that's probably not the guy for us. There's exceptions, obviously, but if somebody's not 100% all in, then it's hard to get the best out of them. And then you have these stories last year about how Chris Strauser was contemplating retirement, but then decided. I don't know if the Texans talked him into coming back. If they did, why? Why? Because, okay, it makes sense. This is a guy who is contemplating retirement, thinking about walking away and being done with it, but he just shows back up to a job where you got to work 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's a big difference right there, man.
And that line played like a line that was playing for a guy who might not have had both feet in. You know, it was reflective in the product on the field. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
He was quiet quitting or something.
Yeah. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Day 3, Texans training camp. We've got you covered. We'll have that in headlines. We'll hear more from D'Amico Ryans in headlines as well. Astros lose last night. A big transaction in the NFL yesterday that makes – it makes me really glad I'm not the GM of the Houston Texans, because I would have made a bad decision a couple of years ago. We'll have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.